According to the NCAA, 30% of student-athletes in collegiate-level sports self-report that they have felt unmanageably overwhelmed during their sports seasons. About a quarter of them self-reported that they felt exhausted from the mental demands of their sport. Student-athletes across the nation are struggling to balance student life and social life and their sports, but not all of them feel comfortable asking for help or even reporting what they are feeling or dealing with because of a stigma that is connected to mental illness. Dr. Darren Campbell of Intermountain Sports Medicine says this stigma has changed the way we read reports of mental health issues because of the low chances of someone actually reporting, and even when the stigma does decrease, the more people are willing to talk about their mental health is likely to change how many cases are reported, though that may not directly show an increase in mental illness overall. This stigma has held many back from getting help they need.
I was kind of embarrassed, and I wanted to figure it out on my own.
Kevin Kies was a high school baseball prodigy. He played third base and my brother played shortstop. My brother and most of the state of Utah that was paying attention to high school baseball at the time idolized Kevin. At the plate and on the field, we knew Kevin would make the play, get the hit, win the game. He surprised no one when he left high school early to play for Oregon State University. But he was surprised by the mental challenge that he encountered when he got there.
There were times where I was standing at third base in college and I just was begging for the ball not to be hit to me. You know, it's just anxiety takes over and I just completely forgot how to throw a baseball. I don't know what happened, but think about it, like in high school, it wasn't like that, you know? So it just happened. You know, it definitely overtook me and took me right out of baseball for sure.
Perhaps if there wasn't such a stigma around mental health, Kevin may have stayed with the sport he loves. In dealing with the stigma, Dr. Campbell says there is something we can do if we notice someone struggling, maybe in the same way Kevin did.
If we see somebody that has some challenges with their mood, and it could be a history of depression or anxiety, it could just be that friend that listening to some of the challenges they're facing and they're getting worried about that individual. And we ask about what's going on with that and trying to find out if they have the ability to get through that, then we can approach it and treat it.
Emma Dudley played that role in her friend's life. She was 14 at the time, and taking on his challenges led to a personal discovery.
But my best friend, he told me he was going to kill himself and told me not to tell anyone and like told me if he found out that I told someone then he'd for sure do it. And like it was just like this stress where I literally felt like I had someone's life in my hands, and like from there on out I like, yeah, sorry. From like that point forward, I've felt like I just need to do more. Like I need to be in control of like my life.
That was Emma's trigger moment, when anxiety began to take over. It was most obvious when she played sports, especially when she didn't play well on the basketball court. If she would turn over the ball, battling feelings of guilt, embarrassment, and even emotional distress became more difficult than meeting the regular physical demands of team competition. Talking to her mother and focusing on her faith helped Emma. They were tools she used to deal with the effects of anxiety, symptoms like lack of concentration. By learning to cope, Emma excelled in her sport and now plays for the Utah State University women's basketball team. Emma left her mom in San Diego to play basketball for USU. Now she talks with her coach, Corey Smith, who also happens to have a master's degree in counseling psychology.
It doesn't have to be as heavy of a word that just makes it scary and kind of untouchable to say, oh, I do think I'm anxious and might need some help.
Corey says helping her student athletes feel comfortable enough to talk to her or other trusted sources is key to helping them perform well as athletes and as individuals.
In order for that to become okay for people to talk about, it's got to be destigmatized and understood that we all kind of deal with it, and maybe it's just for a season of your life, maybe it's for years, maybe some people do need medication, maybe some people do need to go to a therapist.
For Marlene Anyambosu, a teammate of Emma's, she had a unique situation as an international student athlete. She needed help dealing with the change, and she found help in Coach Corey Smith and in Emma.
Before every game, she used to call me on the side and say, hey, have fun, relax, I believe in you. And that helped a lot.
But Marlene is similar to Kevin in the fact that she doesn't actively reach out for help. She was raised to, as she says, deal with her own problems. So she and so many athletes like her go on playing their sports, exhausting themselves from the demands of the game and their emotional illness. And spectators can see none of it. Sports networks see none of it. Because overcoming a mental barrier is not a stat that you see on a box score. About 20 to 25% of young adults struggle with a mental disorder of some type. Those numbers don't dramatically change with student athletes, but the stressors that could trigger such disorders are increased in the lives of student athletes. Juggling social, academic, and athletic life adds pressure, and for a lot of athletes, it's not a matter of if they will become overwhelmed, but a matter of when. Unless they feel comfortable talking about this important issue, they won't get help. That's where friends, family, and classmates come in.
I think that as a society, we need to really break down the stigma and these preconceived notions about what it means to have depression or anxiety or those symptoms of that. So maybe changing the conversation from the sort of the negative stigma of saying, oh, I have a depression or anxiety. Those are disease processes that need to be treated just like a cold.
For me, at least, I'm definitely a talker. Like, I can talk for a long time, but just having someone that'll sit there and listen, like, it helps me identify positive.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Paige Mendez.
Support for Diagnose comes from Intermountain Healthcare, a not-for-profit healthcare system with 23 hospitals and 170 medical clinics located throughout the Intermountain West. Intermountain Healthcare also offers managed care under the insurance brand SelectHealth. Information at intermountainhealthcare.org.